And you're on Compass FM. And we have the very great pleasure of welcoming into the studio this afternoon, Christy Amadio. Christy, the eating disorder counsellor. Hello, welcome. Good afternoon.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Well, it's good to have you in here. Now, how are things going at the Recovered Living in Sefton? You've been open now for...
We've been open for 5 months.
And 5 months? Yeah, well, that went fast.
It went very fast.
So how's it been? How have you found it?
Things are going really well. So we're at the point where we're starting to see clients coming through our program and actually getting to discharge and graduate, and we're seeing that they're getting their life back in their hands. And it's not just that they can eat food again, because I think eating food is such a small part of recovery. It's an important part, but it's just one piece. And so we're starting to see that people are able to mend their relationships with their families. They're able to start to make plans for their future. And I think that's the part that makes me so excited about what we're doing.
I think that's really good. So, I mean, eating disorders can be obviously a range of things. It can be under-eating, over-eating, or obsessive with particular products or how many residents can you actually take at the residence there?
Yeah, at the moment we've got 6 clients in our program, and we can expand up to 10, but at the moment the balance of 6 is working really well. And I think what I'm proudest of about Recovered Living is that we've got a very recovery-focused culture, and so it's so easy for people to come into eating disorder recovery and have that ambivalence, because when someone has depression or anxiety, they want to get out of depression, they want to feel better. When they're anxious, they want to feel better. When someone has an eating disorder, they want to get better, but they want to hold on to the body that they have, or they want to get better, but... And so I worked really hard to create this culture of going for full recovery, and I think we've really got that.
Well, I know it might sound like a silly question, but can people really recover from an eating disorder?
It's actually a great question, because I think what we see so often in Australia and in New Zealand is this philosophy that people have to manage their eating disorder for the rest of their life. And it's something that I know that that's not true, because I don't have an eating disorder anymore and I'm completely recovered. I feel like I have a completely different relationship with my body. I have a completely healed relationship with food, and being fully recovered is absolutely possible. And I think too many people are being told that, oh, you can get better, but it'll always be in the back of your mind. And I want to say, no, that's not true. It doesn't have to be. No one was born with an eating disorder. And so it's something that you can, it's something that you learned and taught yourself. And so you can absolutely unlearn it and relearn healthy and healed ways of being with both food, your body, and the culture that we live in.
And obviously you're speaking from experience, mm-hmm. So you know, that's a very, very, very powerful place to come from. Do you have professional people who support the Recovered Living in Sefton? You have counsellors and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got a medical doctor and a psychiatrist that are available weekly. We've also got 3 counsellors that are full-time on staff as well. So every client gets to have 3 individual therapy sessions a week, and we also do 2 to 3 group therapy sessions per day. And we've got registered nurses and support workers on site, as well as a dietitian. So we've got a full multidisciplinary team to support every aspect of clients' recovery.
How were you able to pull this all together yourself? It sounds like it's a big thing to take on.
Oh, that's such a great question. It's been a 10-year vision, and it's been a 4-year mission, I think is how I'd put that.
So you're talking about 14 years to get this all together?
Yeah.
Would that be fair?
Yeah, I would say, let me rephrase that. So it's 10 years ago when I first got into recovery. The very first day I was at the treatment centre where I recovered, I thought to myself, this needs to be in New Zealand. That was my first thought. And then it's the last 4 years that I've been working to bring this together.
And wow, it might have seemed insurmountable when you set about doing this. But what a wonderful, I've been to the Recovered Living, and it actually is an amazing location, an amazing place for people just to get some calm in their lives, and it is a wonderful space to recover.
Thank you. I think it was really important to me that it wasn't a hospital and that it was a home, and I think that's what clients really appreciate, is that they get the opportunity to be in the kitchen, to go grocery shopping, to have those real life experiences, so that when they do go home, the transition, it's not as big, and they've already been able to practice in treatment what they need to be able to do out in the real world.
And obviously no two patients are the same, but how long would one normally expect would be required to recover?
For sure, that's a great question. So being fully recovered, the literature at the moment says around 7 to 10 years to be fully recovered from an eating disorder. However, we're not expecting people to stay 7 to 10 years. No,
no, no, no.
And the earlier people get treatment and the more intensive treatment that they get, the faster the recovery. So we do have a minimum length of stay in our program of 4 weeks, just because we want people to be able to get some traction in recovery. But my experience is that 4 weeks, when someone's had an eating disorder for 20 years or even 10 years, is just a drop in the ocean. So what we're seeing at the moment is we've had a lot of clients clients that were coming in saying, well, I'll do 6 to 8 weeks, and we're just starting our fifth month now, and some of them are still there, some of them discharged a few weeks ago, and they're actually saying, wow, this is my opportunity to grab recovery by, you know, with both hands and really do it. So we're seeing that around 3 to 4 months is a decent amount of time to get into a solid enough recovery so that people can then go home and continue that work.
And yeah, and be sure of success.
Absolutely.
So are people able to check themselves into this recovered living, or is it something where they need to be referred?
Yeah, so people can absolutely self-refer. You can do that via our website, and you can book a phone assessment, which is about a 2.5 hour assessment, that where we go through the beginning of the eating disorder, everything that's happened throughout your life to get to this point, so that we have a really comprehensive understanding of what has happened. Another avenue people can refer through is via ACC sensitive claims. So if someone has an eating disorder that's covered under a sensitive claim, we do have a contract with ACC whereby they'll cover residential treatment.
And do you get a great deal of support from the Ministry of Health?
Ministry of Health at the moment, we're in conversation with them about how we can go about getting a contract for them to support what we're doing.
Yeah, I could see that would be very valuable. I mean, it absolutely would.
Absolutely, and it's so necessary. We have so many inquiries from people who are needing support, because at the moment the wait list for treatment in other facilities can be up to a year long.
Wow, that much of a waiting list. Mm-hmm. And of course a year is way too long to be waiting, you know, to have this disorder addressed.
Absolutely.
And it's, I guess some people would ask, is this something that's relatively new, eating disorders, or is it just something we haven't been aware of before?
That's a great question. I think we definitely saw an explosion during COVID. There was a lot of pieces out there in the media about diet culture and staying fit during that period, and we saw a huge uptick in eating disorders. But they're becoming, I think also disordered eating culturally is becoming very normal. It's normal for people to do fast. It's normal for people to be on diets, and the reality is it's not actually healthy. And so I think there's becoming more and more tolerance to disordered eating, which is actually quite concerning, because a lot of eating disorders are flying under the radar.
Yes, and of course this has all come about with this, with the need to have a particular look, a particular body, a particular, and of course that's a very, obviously it's been around since probably the 40s and 50s to be fair, but it's not a healthy way to look at yourself really. And you would be addressing those sorts of things?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no question that diet culture and the fitness culture is a huge piece of this. There's so many interlocking factors, whether it comes from the culture in your family, it can come from people's own values or self-esteem, all of their experiences in life. Bullying in school is such a big one, and sometimes it doesn't even have to be persistent bullying. Sometimes it can just be a single comment that someone makes. Even if someone has overheard a comment being made about someone else, can be enough for an individual to go, wow, what if someone said that about me? And if you've got the right combination of genetics and temperament and self-esteem, all of these pieces put together, it can very quickly create an eating disorder.
I can understand why, and this is why it's so important today, in particular today when there are so many demands made upon us from so many sectors of society, to recognize that people are very vulnerable to suggestion, and why we should be kind about it. You know, you don't say things that are going to be detrimental to people's welfare. It's important to be kind to people. I think that's something that everybody needs to take away.
I love that perspective. That's fantastic.
Thank you so much for coming in, Christy, and all the best. I'm sure we're going to have you back in again, maybe in another 5 months or so, and we'll learn more about what's happening up there at the Recovered Living in Sefton. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Compass FM.